Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We're committed to building strong families to strengthen local churches right here in central Pennsylvania. And last week, we started a series on creating a godly family culture, the idea that all of our families have a certain feel to them. Mm-hmm. And as Christians, our family should reflect the biblical principles of love, respect, order, fun, and affirmation. And if you missed our first show, we want to encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to click on the link, take a listen, but also click on the button that says About Us. It gives you a little more information about House on the Rock as well as the seminar. So, Bruce, I guess this week, then, we're going to talk about how to build family respect into our family cultures.
You're right, Cap. You know, respect is understanding and acknowledging everyone's value and importance in the life of the family. Everybody makes this family who we are, and there are no unimportant members of our family. And when someone doesn't feel respected and valued, we begin to hear, you know, that sassy talk or the self-righteous justification, and we begin to see and experience that I don't need any of you attitude. Mm-hmm. And none of those things are conducive to building a strong family.
Certainly not. But Bruce, how can we create this culture then of respect in our homes? Give us some ideas.
Well, first, I think we need to understand that respect can be come from two places. We're either entitled to it or we earn it. And we're entitled to it because of our position, of our title, that we are dads, we are moms, and we're entitled to respect as parents. Mm-hmm. And the Bible makes it clear that children are to honor their fathers and mothers. But, you know, our children are our sons and daughters. They are card-carrying members of our family, and they're due respect because of that. And, you know, those same scriptures say that we as parents should not provoke them or abuse our position of respect. So hopefully, even throughout the years together as a family, we'll not only give one another what we're entitled to, but we'll earn respect as the way we behave towards one another.
Bruce, any ideas how we as parents can show respect to our kids?
Well, that's a good question, because we understand how they should respect us, and therefore, you know, let's kick in the golden rule here. Mm-hmm. Let's do unto others as they would have it done unto us. So we can show them our respect by honoring their privacy, just as we want our privacy honored. You know, knock on their door before we enter, ask if this is a good time for a chat. We can honor their possessions. You know, we want our property to be respected. We need to respect theirs. And mm-hmm. that means we don't make it a regular habit of rifling through our kids' things, you know, going through their drawers, et cetera.
Certainly. Sometimes, of course, that's certainly necessary.
Sure.
But we just don't want to make a habit of it.
Right.
And Bruce, I also imagine that this will help our kids learn how to show respect to other people's properties as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we honor their privacy, we honor their possessions, but what else can we do to create a culture of respect?
Well, I think we need to look for opportunities how we can bestow honor on our kids when they earn respect. You know, we want to honor that. Mm-hmm. They do something well at school, they do something well at church, on the playing field, in the recital hall, or even at home when they show love and respect to their brother or sister or mom or dad. You know, honor them with a special verbal praise or a special treat, you know, something just to set it off.
Well, I imagine, Bruce, watching what we say and how we say it to our children will also show respect.
That's a great insight, Cap. You know, we disrespect people in the tone of voice we use towards them, if we're belittling towards them, if we call them dumb or, heaven forbid, stupid, you know, or we begin to doubt their abilities. You know, our kids struggle enough with self-criticism, and we need to be realistic as parents. They're not going to be able to succeed in everything they do, but that doesn't mean that we don't respect their willingness to try and mm-hmm. help them see what they can do and will succeed in, and to build them up every chance we can. And, you know, linked to your communication idea here is the whole idea of listening. You know, when we don't look at them when they speak to us or acknowledge that we've heard them, that's disrespectful. And we don't tolerate that kind of behavior from our kids, and they shouldn't expect it from us either.
Well, Bruce, we've got time for one more insight.
Well, I think, Cap, I'd like to leave us on the idea of being the parent of second chance. You know, aren't we glad that our Heavenly Father is the God of second chances? And when we fail, He forgives us and He forgets and He gives us other opportunities to serve and to be useful. And we need to do the same for our children, because they're going to fail and they're going to disappoint us. But when we're willing to forgive them, it not only shows our love for them, what we talked about last week, but it also shows our child that we have confidence in their character and trust them that they will do the right thing if given the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And we're going to continue our conversation about creating a family culture next week. But until then, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com. www.househappiness.com.